10:38. Smitty's hot seats are fully occupied right now, and because we love to have lots of people in here, and we're happy enough to have people from Elyria Catholic. The silent partner, we won't hear from Annie today, but we will hear from Terry, Kyle, and Mackenzie. Terry is. Are you the director of admissions, Terry?
I am the director of admissions.
Okay. All right. So you two behave yourselves here, okay? Well, actually, it's a little too late for that, isn't there? We're welcoming in the seniors, Kyle and Mackenzie. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
A little closer here and a little closer there and just have a good time. So, Terry, these are just two students we picked at random, right? I mean, we didn't prep them or anything. We just come in and be yourself, right?
They really are. They're two of our student ambassadors, and we wanted to bring them today to share some of the exciting things going on at Elyria Catholic.
And we're going to be doing that, too. Let's talk quickly about you have an open house, because that's coming up this Sunday.
It is.
So let's get that out of the way.
We invite everyone in the community to come Sunday at Elyria Catholic High School. It is from 11:30 until 2. You can meet Kyle and Kenzie and all of our wonderful students and staff.
Okay, so the open house is pretty much, it's just open, come in and talk to people. And so you even though you don't have school, you're going to be there because you're such good people.
Of course.
Ready to change our world for the better, right?
Obviously.
There you go. Listen to this. That was Kyle. Kyle's a senior. Have you been at EC the whole 4 years?
Yes, I started freshman year. I'm planning on graduating, hopefully.
You'll graduate.
So, do you guys have like the four-point scale?
Yeah, we do.
And you're above the 4-point scale, yeah. Most likely. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I barely got out of high school. I'm so envious of that. You know, why wait until you're in college like I did to finally sweat it out and figure out how the system works there? And it is a system, but so Kyle, tell me what are your experiences? If you know you're the senior now, mm-hmm. you know, as compared to when you were a freshman there. It's a different feel, isn't it? You're finally there.
You got
the hang of everything there, and you know, you got the teachers and you got all the classes you really want to get ready to move forward in this world, too.
It's definitely been different. I remember going in freshman year, you start out not knowing too many people. I didn't start off with a lot of clubs, didn't know a lot of teachers. But progressively, as you go on through all the years, you meet all the teachers. I've joined tons of clubs like Panther Pantry, Vice President of Key Club, bunch of sports, and you just learn and meet tons of people.
You felt welcome there from day one.
Yeah,
though,
for
right?
sure, 100%.
You know, like, I mean, a lot of schools can just be so cliquish right off the bat.
Oh, yeah.
But at EC, everybody starts on equal footing. That's more like what college is, too, when you get out there. Just to let the other people know who think they're big men and women on campus in senior year, it resets when you're a freshman in college. Trust me, it really does. And Mackenzie, you've been there all 4 years.
Yes, I have.
And you look like you're really liking it. These smiles look genuine this morning. I'm really glad to see that. What kind of stuff have you been taking to look forward to the future? Any particular focus?
I mean, like, I've been getting involved in a lot of different clubs to just kind of broaden my horizon and what I like to do. Like, I would kind of want to do gardening in college. Just as a way to get involved, in especially cheerleading. I really want to cheer in college. And then
do you cheer now?
I do, yes. Okay. I've been cheering since
fourth
grade.
You cheer a lot. You guys have winning sports programs. Yeah. That's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
That's really any specific focus for college after this?
I want to be a NICU nurse. So I've been taking an anatomy class this year to broaden my horizon with that and better develop my knowledge with nursing and other sciences.
And NICU nurse, that is for babies.
Yes.
Okay, we just want to make sure about that. What I love, though, is when I asked you about future, most people say, well, I want to study to be this. You guys are like, I love being in clubs. I love being socializing with people, you know, as compared to, well, let's just sit around and look at our smartphones and be alone together. You know, I really love right. that approach there. And Kyle, what about you for college?
Applied to so many colleges, so I'm just going to see what comes back. I'm planning on studying business, undecided in where I want to go, but probably accounting or maybe business management.
Well, the good thing I found about college, and I was stupid enough to go on and get more degrees too, but is that, you know, it's just that well-roundedness. You learn how to really adjust to the world, and you learn all these little bits and fragments that this full circle will come someday in your life. And it looks like it started at Elyria Catholic a long time ago. I'm just so glad you guys could come in here, too. And so you have all these clubs there, and do you do a lot of homework online at home? Is EC set up that way, or is it mostly we're in the class? Do you do have tablets when you're in the classrooms there too?
We do. All of our students have Chromebooks that they have for use both in and out of school.
Okay. They've proven pretty good, haven't they, the Chromebooks?
Absolutely.
Okay, really good. And do you have any other family members who are at EC, or were you the first?
My dad, aunt, and uncle all graduated, 83, 88, and 91.
Well, they couldn't wait to get you in there.
Right.
Like.
I was
That's
just
really
kind of
good.
Destined to be there, but my brother is a freshman. I'm going to graduate, and I have... I think it's five cousins there right now, all Griffin twins.
Okay.
Yeah, so
well,
we got a lot of bloodline going through there.
How about you, Mackenzie? Are you the solo, or do you have
I'm
some
the
support?
Solo. I am the first one to attend EC.
You're going
to
try harder. That'll just make you more determined. You know, you're not going to shy away from this, are you?
No.
That's really good. So let's talk about what the school really is all about. Of course, we are a Catholic school, so a part of it, everything is faith-based in there. But it's not an overriding thing. It's just kind of a code of conduct. It's a way of approaching everything in life, it sounds like to me, at Elyria Catholic.
It's really a part of who we are, is our faith-based education,
okay.
I believe.
Yeah.
We have monthly masses, I want to say, and it's not like we dread them as students. I know for sure when I go and do it, I think it's just better for all the kids to see God. We have chapel services every morning, so that's, you know, finals, midterms, everyone's cramming in there, but that's a good option for everyone. And it's really not forced upon any students. It's really, if you want to develop your faith, you can go do that. We have women's ministry, men's ministry as outside clubs for that. So it's really... what you put in is what you'll get back out for your faith.
And there's no standard school outfit, is there, to wear?
No, we do have a uniform.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just not wearing it today.
Yeah.
I see.
Well,
it's underneath. There
yeah,
you go.
As seniors, we can wear sweaters, so it's just like...
well, there you go. That's one reason to hang there all the time, too. Marketing, engineering, forensics. Now, that's an interesting high school course you don't see much of. Does that lead into forensics as in crime?
Yeah, so I'm currently taking forensic science. It's just an introduction to what forensic science is. You learn about criminology, all the science, biology behind all that. I think it's personally a really fun class. The other one is you can take anatomy and physiology, which is what Kenzie's taking.
Kenzie, you're into anatomy, physiology?
Yep.
Okay, well, that would make sense going into the nursing there, too. I like the idea you're keeping up with coding, game design. It's a very challenging, very intellectual pursuit. Sure. It can be financially incredibly rewarding. And it's everywhere in this world anyway, right?
Absolutely.
So pretty much. So let's go back to you, Terry. You've got the open house, but we have eighth grade placement tests coming up. And this is any student who is in eighth grade at this point can go ahead and do this.
The placement test is designed to help us place the students into the appropriate classes for them once they attend a EC.
Okay.
And we do offer two group placement tests coming up. We have one on Saturday, October 26th, and then we have another one on Saturday, November 2nd.
Okay. And, I mean, the whole motivation is not to say, hey, come here so you can go to college, but come here so you can be a well-rounded individual ready to hit the world,
Absolutely.
Hit the ground running, right?
And one of the big things our students, when you ask them what they think about with Elyria Catholic, almost inevitably the answer they give is family. And I think Kyle and Mackenzie both have kind of given you that feeling. I mean, we talk about being a family. And
what's the school size, 9 through 12?
We currently have 420 students.
Is that all? I mean, for the impact you have on our community, the excellence in your academics, the sports success you have, that is a very small school. That really breeds a lot of familiarity. And by the time you graduate, man, that's just a bunch of memories, and you know everybody's face in the school.
Absolutely.
You know, that's wonderful.
And that's one of the things we like being a small school, is that we do get to know all of our students. Our students get to know each other as well as the teachers. Definitely fits in line with that family.
Well, we're proud to have you as Lorain County's only high school of Catholic faith here. I'm really pleased about that. And yeah, look at that, little fist bumps here. And co-ed, obviously, we found that out a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just real quick, Mackenzie, what is your favorite course this year?
Probably my anatomy class,
okay.
Yeah.
Boy, you know, it's good to know that you really love that stuff and not being forced to do it. You know, we all have to find our focuses, and it looks like you two have found your focuses, too. So nice to have you guys come in here today. You're far more mature when I was at that age. That's a real good thing. But, you know, always keep young at heart, right? We're always doing that. And you can tell by their smiles there, too. We're so happy to have you guys in today. Kyle, Mackenzie, seniors at Elyria Catholic, and Terry, who you get a lot of credit for getting these good people in here. You know, I'm not sure if it's because of you or because of them, or it's probably just a nice combination of the two, isn't it?
Thank you. Yeah, it definitely is.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you coming in. Stick around. We'll get some photo ops for them to come around here and post on Facebook a little bit later.
Yay.
Okay, thank you guys. Okay,
thank you.
Okay.